This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine. Rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break, brought to you by Gaina Trucking. Live from Lincoln, America, here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Morning, happy Thursday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hope you had a great Wednesday. Was that a good enough good morning for you there,
it was,
Sip, today?
You're still better? A little, I don't know.
Oh, come on, I yelled that one.
That was it all. That was, now you're just making it up, Steve.
That was a yell.
Steve's making things
just
up
just trying to get me off the task over here. It's fine.
I don't know. It feels like a little too much like May when you do that. Like, if it was September, you'd be launching.
I launched right there. That was a launch.
It was a launch.
There was a launch right there. But
Jake's got on a kind of a pajama shirt top that's unbuttoned.
I thought
so it's all the way unbuttoned.
Like
let me address that right
now.
You.
This morning, I came to the studio and I said,
"Oh, he does. I didn't want to look.
It's a pajama top.
Now I can't turn away.
It's not a pajama top." Yes, it's like the three-quarter zip.
Before anybody got here, I was going back and forth between unbutton, button.
I'd go
unbutton,
up.
Unbutton. One more up.
Yeah, one more up.
Right there?
Yeah, if you air, always air
See,
on the button.
See, it's almost too high, though.
Yeah, if Listen you air, to Bill. Yeah, if you air, always air on the button.
Well, you know, it's hot in here, so I might as well have it a little bit lower.
It's the only place, like 1969, what happened, Jake?
We went to the moon.
We landed and walked on the moon, but yet we can't get we can't get refrigerated air into the... We have it outside. The best part is if you walk
outside
right now,
the studio.
If you walk right now, 36 inches away, it's nice. Just can't get it in this room.
It's actually almost chilly out
there. It is. It's beautiful. But you can't get it into this room.
No, you can't.
They landed and walked on the moon. We have more
refrigerated air.
Refrigerated air.
I've never thought
Instead,
of it that way.
Instead, we have four fans in this room. One, two, three, four fans in here. We've had AC problems for a week plus now at this point. But like you said, through this door right here, cold. Not just pleasant, almost chilly out there. Can't get it in here.
Yeah. Outside it's cold. Not in here.
It's nice. Yeah.
Not in here. Not in here at all.
Andrew, was Andrew there?
What's that?
Was Andrew at your house?
Andrew.
He was not. He was always out. He's out going right now. He's
busy man.
He still takes care of our place, but yes, he's out. He's humping it.
And you don't like this light, do you?
Oh no. I prefer it get light about 9 a.m. and dark about 5:01. 4:30 if possible. So last thing I want is anything to do with the sun.
Bill is a big fan of December 21st, yes. the shortest day of the year.
Right.
He loves December 21st.
We'll have to celebrate that next year.
Okay. Bill's favorite
day. Favorite day.
We will.
I'll bring a cake in.
Shortest day of light.
I'll bring a cake
Let's celebrate.
No, we'll bring a cake in for you. Yeah. God.
pre-Christmas cake.
Yeah.
Shortest day of the year.
Yeah.
I don't chit-chat. Sip, what do you got yesterday?
I don't know. It was it was kind of a whirlwind.
Oh.
But I don't know.
Didn't you have a get-together?
I had to mow.
Didn't you have a get-together?
Oh, well, we had, yeah. Don't put me on the spot with these names, but I can think I can do this. Yeah, there was a get-together. It was like a semi-formal meeting.
Was it a round table type event?
Semi-formal meeting with the Nebraska recruiting staff members, including your friend Vince Ginta.
Ginta, the one who runs the program.
Yes. Yeah, Vince Ginta was among them. Yeah. And then there were some other staff members, and it's just a Q&A. And you know, I'd say there's 12 to 14 media there.
Uh-huh. What was discussed? Just the
process. The operations.
The day to day.
Yeah. The day to day. It's actually sort of illuminating to me. I didn't write anything. There's no breaking news. It was mostly informational.
Gotcha.
It's good.
More up your alley than stadium updates, which you did not want to attend last week, right? With Troy Dannon.
Oh, I mean, I'm kind of like Bill on this. This ongoing stadium discussion, which is kind of, Bill, be ready, because we're going for 3 or 4 years on this stuff. Ooh. I know. We are. That's what we're staring down the barrel of.
The part that was a little surprising.
Which part?
Was the part where, okay, we're not doing South Stadium. We're not tearing it down. We don't. And then it's like, yeah, we're doing East and West first. And the South is horrific. It's not even connected to the rest of the stadium. It's a separate entity.
Hold on. If you just allow me a second to tell you, it's interesting now, Troy Dannon is the new AD. He addressed that last night, and it's kind of interesting. Why is it this way? Why are they addressing the East and West before the South? He talked about that last night in very frank terms. I think I could find it. Robin Washit covered it. Robin Washit, by the way, steps up. I was going to cover Dannon on the radio last night, and he stepped up. But he said, I'll do it, Sip.
Way to go, Rob.
I know.
Way to go, Robin.
I'll do it, Sip.
Allowed me to watch the NBA, and then I dozed off.
The Mavericks won, so there you go. Mavs won.
Okay, hold on.
But anyway.
No, just hold on. I'll get it.
Uh-huh, well, hold on. We'll keep holding over
here. So just not say anything? Yeah. Just let dead air? Is dead air?
We prefer dead air.
Here's what he said.
There you go.
He said, this is what I said the other day, right? He said, to get anything done, really follow the money. He said, how do we build a funding model to support it, particularly with the changes in college athletics that potentially lie ahead with the internal funding model, right? Get to the why is it the South Stadium? He said, Dannon said the South Stadium renovations, this is where you're addressing your question, would require a much higher level of philanthropy. Through private donations and fundraising, that's because the ability to monetize just doesn't exist the way it exists on the East and West, because that's where the money is. That's where the what more well-heeled people are. That's the country club. The South Stadium is the municipal golf course. Okay,
true.
That's.
Do you have to wear like a special hat if you sit in the South Stadium? Wear a special hat when you're walking to the game. Oh, I see who you are. Sorry, we're just down here.
What are you doing in the West Stadium?
What's going on? Get out of here. You know you don't belong in here.
So the East and West, there is an ability to monetize right out of the, you know, you can, they're going to do certain things that, well, there's licensing fees that are attached to the East and West. And I think the lowest might be $1,000 where you got to pay an additional $1,000 for your ticket. Mm-hmm. In the South Stadium, I don't think there was licensing. Now they're going to put probably minimal licensing fees on it. So there's not as much opportunity to make money. So what do? You go to the East and West, make some money. South will eventually be addressed.
So what are they doing to the East and West?
Well, they're going to put chair backs all throughout. I think it's all, the way I understand it, it's going to be all chair backs in the East and West. That's part of it. There's going to be.
So how many seats are they losing then?
Well, they will lose several thousand, I imagine. Or thousands. Can we just say
some
thousands?
Maybe.
Now, I'm not the AD.
Is someone just going to mail them a hat? The ones that get moved? You'll be moved to South. He'll be moved down to the South. Get the hat on.
The Reese, you know, they in AD lingo, they call it a Reese seat. There's going to be a significant Reese seat. Yeah.
Yeah, they'll get the hat.
I don't think they want the hat.
It's like, why? Sitting there waiting for it. I knew it was coming.
Now, you know, this is something we're going to be discussing for years to come.
You can't wait for it.
Yeah.
I would say, as we talked about the South and we talked about the East-West and the reseeding and all that. And my care factor is about a 4.
I know.
I mean, not 4. High. No, more of a...
I meant to say
4%.
Oh, okay.
4%.
Yeah, sure. Seems a little high.
Yeah, 4%. Yeah, it's zero. I'm with Sip on this. Just zero interest.
Yeah.
Somebody comes by me and goes, I got reseeded.
Where's your hat?
Yeah, where's your hat?
I think there's a sensitivity level we need to achieve, Bill.
If someone got moved and been there forever, I'm with them on that. Like I said, it's just not what. I mean, schedules.
Yeah, football. I like covering football.
I like talking about football and schedules.
When you start asking me about receipts and how are you going to do the South Stadium in phases, Sip? I don't know. I've never worked construction in my life. I'm not an architect. I don't even go to the games as a fan. I don't even understand the fan experience to a large degree. And I sure don't understand the reseat.
Everybody always has, like, it's kind of like the, it's like the remodel, you know, type of thing. And there was always conversation of, well, maybe we can just kind of do it, you know, in these little sections and make it this and that.
Remodel the house?
The South. Yeah.
The South.
It's like a remodel. Like, no, tear it down and build it the right way. That's the way you do it. It's not like, well, everyone's okay. We just knocked down a little. And cost effective, no chance.
I know. It's complicated, though. Do you want to, what if Dylan Raiola is good? Like, what if he's good? And what if in 2 years you got something cooking? And then, so are you whipping down the South Stadium and having all that rigmarole while you're actually kind of good? Or do you wait?
Well, Troy Dannon.
So now we got to wait for like a bunch of losses before.
I know it's a good response.
If word on the street, if we lose Saturday, they're demolishing us. They're starting on the South.
Yeah, I guess there's no real good time, is what you're saying. No. You're right. There's no really good time to do it. It'd be nice if you could just do it in the off season. Can't we just get this done
in the off season? 4 months. Get it
done. Work overtime.
I mean, whoever does it, but. And by the way, I don't know that. I have no working.
Did you drop something there?
No, I didn't.
They have the bid?
No, the only thing I was doing is being irresponsible.
Except on that, I thought it was curious when he said they're pushing it to at least after 2025 for anything. That does scream to me, Raiola effect. Don't take seats away when Dylan's here. 2 years probably is when he's here. Yeah. 3 years max.
I mean, I don't know.
I don't know. I thought it was curious timing when he said that.
Yeah.
It will not be after 2024, which was originally planned for South Stadium, and now it will for sure be, it won't be until after 2025 for East and West.
Right.
And South is
that
at some
what
point.
Said? Is that, did he say He's, that?
He said after the 2025 season at the earliest, East and West, which, I don't know, could be a Raiola effect. Don't take seats away when Dylan's here.
But that's, Bill, the answer to your original question is, why start with the East and West? Because they can monetize it. They can make money. South, not... I don't think you're making any
money. The hat people.
I love this hat, guys. I love
it. Muni. And that's where I'd be. So, I don't know.
Okay.
I wish I could speak more to the fan experience.
But you're in the press box.
Yeah, and I have been for 30 years.
The air conditioned, no wind, no precipitation press box.
Yeah. I mean, I wish I was a little more in tune with the fan experience. It's not like I don't know people. I mean, my dad goes. It's not like I don't talk to people who go. I'm not totally divorced from society.
From YouTube. This is important to read this. This is from Bruised. Not Bruce, but Bruised.
Bruised.
He says, Bill, I have zero interest in the stadium remodel. University, we're adding a retractable roof. Bill, go on.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah. Exactly.
Okay,
yeah.
Now we're talking.
That's interesting.
Retractable roof.
Yeah, that's interesting. Roof. Yeah, getting a new seat put in doesn't really do much for me.
A roof?
Yeah, it does.
A chair back?
A chair back. All of a sudden it's like, are you kidding me? What kind of chair back?
Yeah.
Red.
Right.
And
there's a patty.
Here's the best way to look at it. If you have some things going on, whether it be schedules, games, all of a sudden we'll be talking about other games like crazy. Can you imagine us all of a sudden just talking about what's going on in Georgia with the stadium?
No.
We won't even talk about it. So
no,
it doesn't have there's it only affects this, the only conversation for for this are the of the 92,000 that may attend?
Well, yes and no. I mean,
it's... if you're a fan of Nebraska football with no tickets and no plan of attending games, I'm just a fan, I'm going to watch games, they don't care either.
No, I know.
They probably care more of saying, don't tear them down. We don't want a stadium that doesn't have a south end zone.
Right. I just want to say this.
Okay.
We do have I do, and I will thrust myself into this conversation because I'm paid to do it, and I will. I've done it already. I've read it all. I tried to understand it. I'm not going to – you probably can ignore it more than I can. To my thousands and thousands of loyal readers, I'm not going to just ignore this.
Okay.
I'm not, and I haven't. I mean, I've stayed
up. You're a
pro. Yeah, no.
Yeah, no, I will say to Bruised,
yeah, Bruised
on the YouTube. YouTube. And there's quite a difference between a chair back and a retractable roof. Quite a difference in the conversation.
not even excitement. Close. It's really not close.
Yeah, don't come at me with that one. Yeah.
I don't know that he was coming at
you. Regarding one of your thousands of readers there, Sip, oh, Jake boy. Hates me on the text line. That's not me. It's Jake hates me, the texter says, Sip, one way to get in tune with the fan experience is to go spend a game day in the South Stadium and not in the press box.
No,
for
it's
one
not
day.
A bad idea. It's right not. Now. It's really not. God, that's actually a good idea. And then write about it.
Yeah.
The plexiglass booth I would attend and run the dome. Other than that, there is zero chance that I would be
in a game.
Just at a game.
In the stands.
In the stands. Zero.
What about in the east or west?
No. Zero chance.
Nice seating over there, Bill.
Yeah, I'm sure they do.
I sit everywhere.
But you have sat on that east side,
I have
right?
sat on every part of the stadium. South, east, west, north, press box.
And
above the press box.
And skybox.
Yes. I've been in all of them.
Yeah, you've done it. You've had the experience.
I'm usually in North Stadium.
And you seem to have few complaints.
I like being with the people.
Yeah.
I like being with the people.
Do you get a hot dog, Jake?
I usually get a Val's pizza slice.
Yeah. I like the hot dog for the game.
You know, Seth, my friend Seth.
Yes.
Slices of pizza are about $5-6, right?
I mean, yeah.
He gets at least four every game.
Does he?
Whoa.
And those are big slices at the game.
Yeah.
Whoa.
He starts off with four. He might go back for two.
No kidding.
He gets four at one time. He buys them all at once? I've never seen that.
I'll get a Mountain Dew, and I'll get four slices of pizza, please, and some M&Ms. He's funding the stadium project.
That's 4 hours, though. You're there for four.
Oh, he goes back at halftime, too.
Yeah. Well,
for more.
4 hours for the... Is it 4 hours for the whole experience?
About
five.
If you go in...
It'd be four.
Three and a half, 4 hours.
Yeah, by the time you get in there, you don't want to come rolling in late.
No, you get hungry.
Yeah.
You sure get hungry. You sure do.
A lot of energy.
You might need an IV.
Anything else for... Anything else, Bill? Idle Chit Chat before we move on?
No, I'm good.
Okay, that is Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by our friends at Newton's Lawn Care. Please call or text Andrew. At 402-440-6297 for all your lawn care needs this spring and summer. And he was not at the house this morning, Bill?
No, he's working, though. It wasn't like he wasn't.
No,
yeah,
he's working.
He got pushed behind. This rain pushed everybody behind.
Yeah.
Boy, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
I mean, the green plush yards everywhere and just the...
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Stop in and save big money on your next outdoor lumber project now at Menards. Menards has the largest selection of AC2 pressure-treated lumber and decking, and it's easy to load in our outdoor lumber yard. Plus, you can get free estimates fast with our deck design program in-store or on Menards.com. Check out our weekly flyer for more great deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
The foliage, is that the word I'm looking for?
I think that's the right word.
Foliage.
But I wouldn't really bank on me being the person with that.
You throw the me an olive strong. Leaf. The yeah. olive leaves are really growing.
The olive leaves, yes.
464-5685, call or text.
There's
as
Ben.
Always.
Ben so, just got here.
Yeah, could
Ben,
you please acknowledge Ben?
Young Ben has been here since about 5:30 this
got
morning.
Got a haircut.
Oh, he did.
Yeah.
Look, a little bit shorter than it was. Yes. A little bit.
Very nice.
Got the whole concept cut. Of the haircut.
Got the summer cut going. School's yes. over. Haircut time for Ben. So,
Ben, I'll give you, what year are you, Ben, in school?
You're going to be a junior. 24.
I don't know what that meant, Ben. I have no idea what that meant.
Graduating 25.
Ben just gave me something. Like,
he graduates in 25.
He's going to be a junior, right?
Yeah. Ben, I'll give you $1,000 if you don't cut your hair for 4 years.
Ooh. Oh, whoa.
Or until you graduate. That'd be incredible.
Come on, Ben.
That would be a.
He doesn't need $1,000.
That would be like a bouffant. Remember the bouffant hairdo?
Would it, or would it just grow downward?
No, it would expand. It would expand. There's nothing. Nothing's coming down.
Come on, Ben.
Nothing's coming down.
Help us out. Let's do that. Be fun.
$1,000.
Yeah.
Don't you need $1,000? He's from that Lakeview.
You know,
area.
We could probably do some sort of the suburbs. Yeah, we could probably get some GoFundMe.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, we could. Probably make a lot more than $1,000.
Yeah, get a lot more money. The Breakers will step in.
Sip. You had teased this a little bit earlier in the week regarding schedule stuff. We have an update. Nebraska football will play on Friday, and they will host it here in Lincoln against Illinois on Friday, September 20th. So Nebraska has played Illinois on the road a couple times on Fridays. Also at Rutgers, of course, that 14-13 win that Bill was a huge part of a couple years ago.
Yes.
But we have not seen a home game in Lincoln on a Friday. Now we will officially have that September 20th. Against the Illini.
I guess we'll just go back to Dannon real fast.
Okay.
He did.
He addressed this last night?
Yeah, he did on the radio. He said, I know Friday night games cause a lot of heartburn for a lot of reasons. And he's talking about the fans. I think he's talking about the fans, probably maybe himself. He said, you think of high school football and just the logistics of a Friday night game in the middle of a college campus. There are going to be a lot of challenges with it. But the ability to put the Huskers and that stadium and our crowd in the national limelight for a night game is one well worth the challenges that lie ahead with it. Now, then he gets to the only thing that matters, okay? This is what it is all about right here. He said the other thing is we can be upset about it all we want, but we're cashing a pretty large check from our television contract every year. This is the price of that check. If they told Nebraska, Fox, go play and win. You got to play Minnesota and Winnipeg on a Tuesday night. You just go play in Winnipeg on Tuesday night. That's what it is. So it doesn't. That's what this is. If Fox says go play on the moon, you figure out a way to do it.
Would they play at the Winnipeg?
Where the Jets play.
The Jets play?
Yeah. I would think so.
I would think so.
Yeah.
We'll check on that.
Yeah. But you see what I'm getting at. That's what this is all about. I mean, I don't know. How do you feel about it, Bill? You're from Pender. Now, your dad was a high school coach. You were the star quarterback. You and Duke were lighting it up on Friday night.
Lighting
nights.
Up Friday night lights. Duke. He yelled at me one time.
What did he yell?
He got mad at me in the huddle because I called, we were at the 1 yard line against Lions, against Ron Preston, playing against Ron Preston at Treads.
And you were going to score.
And I called silent sneak, which when you just kind of, you don't say a word, you just kind of, center snaps with nothing said and you sneak it in. It's kind of a little bit of a trickery too, like that. And so we called in the huddle like that, and Duke, oh yeah, coach's kid gets to score every time, that's great. So I changed the call, 44 dive, gave it to Duke scored, come off. My dad's like, what happened out there? Talk to Duke. He's right behind me, just grinning, you know.
I never tire of that story. I never tire of that story.
Huddles because are amazing.
Because of the talk to Duke. He's right behind me. What do you think about it?
I understand that, but I don't see it. Friday nights are for high school. I get that. I don't think there's going to be a big push on if those that were going to high school games are going to be like, I'm going to the high school games. I'm going to watch that because I've got someone playing or something's going to go on. If you weren't going, you know how many people don't go to high school games? Millions. They don't go. They were never had a plan to go. Right. And now the game's just on TV that night. So I don't see it. Okay. I don't see it. Where I see where, in my opinion, where it's devastating is to the town of Lincoln.
Right.
Is to the financially to the town of Lincoln.
Right.
I think it's brutal because right. if they do come to the game, people are rolling in straight to the game probably.
Yeah, whenever
I played on several, didn't play many. Yeah, you know, I played some Fridays and Thursday and Fridays at Utah, and it's a late arriving crowd.
Yeah.
It's a very late arriving crowd. It's middle of the first quarter and the place is half full. Yeah. It eventually gets filled up. And also, when I was at Utah and we did that, we were playing Cal, we were playing Oregon, we were playing the Pac-12. So it had a lot of interest to it.
Yeah.
And so that, but all of a sudden, you know, they're going to get here to their hotel, they're going to check in like at midnight, and the next day they're just like, what are you doing? I'm going home.
Right. Saturday won't be.
No, yeah, they're
be dead here.
And so think pretty about dead. The amount of money. So it's a, so what do you think the amount of millions of dollars will be spent Saturday during the day of the Colorado game?
Oh, God.
Oh, my. A lot.
I mean, just pick any game.
Yeah.
If it's a night game. Yeah,
a typical Saturday.
And it's, so I think financially it's a big difference. And also if they have the same rule, which most hotels have, what, 2 or 3 night stays.
Mm-hmm.
And so they say the same thing. You're going to be going like, I'm not doing that. I'm not going to stay on Saturday night.
No, you're right.
What am I doing? Why would I do that?
Yeah, it's not a perfect scenario at all.
But also, when you get told to play,
I know, that's
you just
it.
Go play.
It's time
that's
to play.
Why, hey, you signed the contract with that's Fox. You, like I said, they're paying a lot of money to do that.
That's
so,
what it comes down to. Now, they could have, obviously, you could have played a road game against somebody. It just didn't work out that
which
way.
Which they have.
Yeah.
Before.
Yeah.
Now, there's a couple teams, if you want to go on the good
go
side.
Through the skill.
There's
through
a
the
few
schedule.
Teams that are playing twice, including UCLA is playing back-to-back weeks on Friday night.
Yeah, Bill, this
late
is...
In the schedule, late in the season.
This is a fascinating...
Okay. Yeah, I love looking at it. Okay. It was awesome.
So this is fascinating.
So here's your Friday night schedule for the Big Ten.
No, just go through all of them.
Okay.
Do the Big Ten. Do all of them.
September 13th kicks off the action. That'd be
it's a great one.
Arizona at Kansas State.
Unbelievable game.
That's real good. Yeah, that's
great
really,
game.
So that's going to be 7 p.m. on your TV, Bill.
On Fox.
7 p.m.
Yes.
Then you have Illinois at Nebraska the next week, 7 p.m. also, Friday, September 20th. The next week, we have a cross-country trip. Washington at Rutgers. That's a 7
Washington
p.m.
Washington at Rutgers.
Ponder that.
Yes.
Washington is going across the country to play on a Friday.
Friday night. Made the trip. When I was at Rutgers, we played at Washington.
How was that?
Brutal. Brutal. It was like, you were like,
why one day
it was like a 6-hour flight. It was brutal.
This is a Friday game.
But for us, it wasn't as bad for one reason.
Was it a Saturday for you played?
It was a Saturday game, but it was the first game of the season, so we could fly on Thursday. Mm-hmm. So we weren't flying on Friday. These guys are going to, I don't know how they're going to do it.
How will they do it logistically?
If they'll be able to leave Thursday night or something, I don't know how it's going to be.
Now that strikes me as disruptive for Washington. Yeah. You got a cross-country game on a Friday. Anyway. That doesn't matter anymore in college football, by the way. Like I said, if they tell you to play in Australia.
Yeah. Enjoy that paycheck. You're going to suffer
a little bit. Keep rolling.
Okay, October 4th, you got Michigan State at Oregon.
Interesting.
Another long trip. There.
Tough for Michigan State.
Tough, really tough game.
You go to Autzen, night game on a Friday. Ooh, yeah. Ooh, get ready.
Yeah.
I mean, that is loud. Loud. You've been there, right?
Oh, yeah, it's very loud.
Loud.
The next week, October 11th, Northwestern at Maryland. Yeah, exactly. There we go. 18th of October, Oregon at Purdue.
Interesting. Really interesting to me. Good luck, Oregon, getting up for that game. Mm. Now, maybe Purdue will be jacked up. Maybe West Lafayette will be jacked up. I don't know. That's an interesting matchup to me. Yeah. I mean, Oregon will probably roll them, right?
Right now, you'd say yes. It won't even be a game.
Yeah.
But
still interesting to me. Friday night in West Lafayette. Yeah.
October 25th, Rutgers goes cross-country to USC. So they have Washington coming to them in September. They go out to USC for a Friday game, October 25th.
Unbelievable.
That's rough. That's rough.
It really is.
That's terrible. And then I spoke UCLA. So UCLA has back-to-back weeks. They will host Iowa on November 8th at 8 p.m. Central Time.
Beautiful.
That's an incredible game to watch.
It's beautiful.
Couldn't be more excited. There'll be nine people at the game. There'll be nine. UCLA also.
Maybe UCLA.
On a work day. They're going to get off work and try to hop on the interstate and get over to the Rose Bowl, no one's ever went. They don't get a crowd ever. And so now it's Friday night.
You better hope. I mean, realistically, what is it? Can they get 20,000?
No.
I don't think so.
They might be posted.
Say that. Yeah.
But no, when you watch it, you'll be shocked.
Yeah. I agree with you.
The rest of the schedule, UCLA then the next week is at Washington on November 15th. Then Purdue at Michigan State, Friday, November 22nd.
Not a bad game. I like that game.
And then it goes back to the Big 12, Utah at UCF, the 29th of November.
So the two the Big 12 got are the best games of all of them.
Utah at UCF should be pretty good.
That's a
and
great
Arizona
game.
K-State's a great game.
So the Big 12 has big-time games on that scenario.
And then December 6th, Friday, would be the Mountain West Championship. So that's your slate to Friday Night Football on Fox.
How about Fox? How about Fox going into Friday night? I mean, they're just looking for a
real
window.
Estate.
Yeah, they're looking for
buying some real estate.
Yeah, they're looking for a window.
I think it's brilliant.
I do too.
I do. I think they're to establish that. What does the NFL keep doing?
Taking their nights.
They play on Thursday.
They play every night.
Then they play every night. They put them everywhere.
On Friday night, right?
What's that? They've not had anything on Friday.
They played Friday last year. The Dolphins played the Jets on Black Friday last year.
For the first time ever. But they didn't. They don't creep into that early season.
No, they do not.
Right. But don't the Chiefs play on like four different nights?
They do. I think they play on five Wednesday. Or six nights of the week. It's crazy this year what they're doing.
So do you know how many people, like I said, like that? This is the way it is. They're whatever, you're in Detroit. I didn't go to a high school game tonight, but I guess I'm going to stay home and watch this game. No, they were never going to a high school game.
No.
They had zero interest in going to a high school game.
No, I know. Yeah. I'm sensitive to that whole topic.
Well, I'm sensitive to it, too. No, I'm all about it.
You out of all the people, your dad was a coach.
Coach, I'm very sensitive to it.
And you called a silent snap.
But you called Duke overruled me.
But no, I know you're sensitive. I think, Jake, you're probably mildly sensitive.
I've been to a high school game for quite some time, but I do enjoy them though.
Yeah. So what do you be watching on Friday?
I'll be watching college football.
College football.
I'll probably be at the game. Yeah. The thing that I think upsets the Nebraska fans, from what I've heard about this game, is that this Friday night game, which, as Bill said, is going to be tough for people to get into town. They're working. That is the 400th sellout game.
400th sellout. Yeah.
That's the one on a Friday night.
So you got to juice it up if you're Dannon.
Yeah.
You got to juice it up.
I would say this though. Because of all the issues, Nebraska fans will rally, and they'll be they'll make it a good atmosphere. But it's a tough atmosphere,
especially if they're 3-0, right?
It's late arriving crowd. It'll be a late arriving crowd.
Everything's about winning. If Nebraska's 3-0 and they get out of the gate clean and they look good. I mean, what if Rayola looks good? You don't worry about how many people are in the stands. There'll be plenty. It'll be full.
It'll be sold out. It'll be
no, but now, Bill, there's games in recent years that were technically sold out, but the
turnstile
count
was like in the 60s, right?
Yeah, 60s.
Yeah.
At least one game was like 68, and the turnstile counts are lower than the announced. If Nebraska would get out of the gate with a couple hiccups or a hiccup, then you look at this and go, uh-oh. There are going to be some empties, but if they whip out of the gate and it's exciting, if they beat Colorado, you don't even think about the possibility of empties.
He was mad. Berries.
Of course, Berries. Yeah. I mean, vendors.
They'll have a great Friday, but Saturday they're.
Businesses, downtown business hotels. I mean, not just downtown, everywhere. Yeah. No, you're right about that.
And there will be, there will be some that just say, you know what? It's Friday night. It's Illinois. Not going. I'm not making the trip from Scotts Bluff.
Yeah, no.
The question I have about the tailgate scene, because think about this: if you go to the Champions Club right across from the stadium, I mean, there's people park there and they tailgate.
Right.
People will be parking there working that day. Are they going to have to be out in terms of it by a certain time to allow them to tailgate there?
Now you'd have to go back to Nebraska did in 2001. 9/11. when they played Rice on a Thursday. You could go back to that and remember it was a night game and it was weird walking over there because it was, you're like walking over there during, there's night classes, you know, there's students. So it's different.
I wonder if the teachers put the game on in the back.
Open a window so you can hear it.
The loud cheer. What was that? The score?
Cool. You can hear the announcer. So I don't know. Those are logistics that will have to be dealt with. But I think that's manageable. It's more manageable probably on a Friday than a Thursday, right?
Probably so.
Yeah.
Probably so. So Huskers, Illinois.
I mean, let's not act like it never happens anywhere. It happens all over America. Campuses are having games.
I know. We haven't had it here, though.
Nebraska has played
several times on the road. We're fine with that. Give us a road game on the Friday. It's great. Yeah. Home game, interesting. But Huskers, Illinois, September 20th, a Friday night game on Fox as of yesterday. Before we get to break, hey, there's a big sale going on in Ceresco at Ernie's in Ceresco. Memorial Day sale, 72 months, interest-free.
Open on Memorial Day.
It's on the west side of Main Street.
Yeah. In Ceresco.
In Ceresco. You'll see.
They're open on Memorial Day.
Memorial Day. There's never time they're not open. Like we talked about that how it was built up from Ernie, who was a pitcher for playing for the Nebraska Huskers in baseball, who built up the furniture dynasty is what it is. But it's family owned, family run. Yeah.
And there's popcorn.
There's popcorn. Free popcorn come in. Also like that, if you just write down the ticket on a piece of paper, and you just hand it to Tyler Swanson when you walk in. Excuse me, I need to see Tyler. Just hand him this right there. Boom, you're looking at 40% to 60% off.
That's a lot.
Yeah, you're looking at a lot of great deals for us right there. And just to get out there, you'll love, like I said, you'll love the drive. It's a nice, easy drive out there. Get yourself a meatloaf sandwich at the convenience store
They
have a meatloaf sandwich right there. Yes, right there. I never drive by the place. It's incredible. You
always stop by.
Oh yeah,
you have to.
They have Val's Pizza in there too. Yeah, and it's a very meaty piece. Very solid piece of pizza.
I think I know the place you're talking about. I've stopped there. Yeah. I do not get a meatball sandwich.
Yeah. Next time.
Yeah.
Next
not a meatloaf.
Memorial Day savings, 72 months, no interest financing on furniture, flooring, and mattresses. And Ernie's in Ceresco. Stop by. Great place. And they, as Bill said, the place just keeps going.
When you walk up, you go like, okay, this is a furniture building. It goes back. It's like six city blocks. It just keeps going like that.
Isn't it amazing?
Well, also, here's the thing, too. It's like, well, is this furniture right? Nope. They've got water systems.
Yeah.
They've got every appliance
water
you could want.
They have water systems.
Water purifying system. Mm-hmm. They have TVs. They have every, you name it, they've got it.
Motorcycles.
Got carpet. What's
that? Yes. Yes. They don't sell them. They just fix them.
New shirts for Jake.
Yeah. One's that buttoned
I'll
properly.
I'll have a pajama top, and I'll leave it unbuttoned.
Trying to keep you guys entertained over there, you know?
It's silky.
Get out to Ernie's. Get
Ernie's
out there.
Ernie's in Ceresco, just off Highway 77. Back and more on Early Break in the Ticket.
Oh.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Stop in and save big money on your next outdoor lumber project now at Menards. Menards has the largest selection of AC2 pressure-treated lumber and decking, and it's easy to load in our outdoor lumber yard. Plus, you can get free estimates fast with our deck design program in-store or on Menards.com. Check out our weekly flyer for more great deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.